Gender disparity in leadership is linked to a gap in ambition. Leadership roles globally show stark gender disparities. Only 20% of parliament seats are occupied by women, and merely 4% of Fortune 500 CEOs are female. This contrasts sharply with academic achievements where women outperform men, earning 57% of undergraduate and 60% of master's degrees in the US. However, this success doesn't translate into leadership positions. A significant factor is the leadership ambition gap. Studies reveal men are more likely to aspire to executive roles. Gender stereotypes play a crucial role. Women are often discouraged from pursuing ambitious careers and can face negative labels like bossy if they do. These stereotypes, ingrained from an early age, can limit women's career aspirations. Whereas many men expect to manage both rewarding personal lives and successful careers, women often confront societal messages implying they must eventually choose between their careers and family. This pressure leads many women to prioritize family over their careers, often leaving the workforce altogether. Surveys of Yale and Harvard Business School alumni reveal that two decades after graduation, only half of the women work full-time, compared to 90% of their male counterparts. This mass departure of highly educated women from the workforce contributes significantly to the existing leadership gap. Address inequality openly and work together to fix it. We must discuss gender and women's disadvantages openly without it being seen as complaining or asking for special treatment. Open discussions raise awareness and encourage more people to address these issues. This should inspire more women to lead and men to support them. Increased awareness can bring small but important changes to level the playing field. For instance, a professor who knows that women are often hesitant to raise their hands can start calling on students directly, giving everyone an equal chance to answer. Women need to support each other, but this hasn't always happened. The queen bee phenomenon shows that in the past, only one woman in a male-dominated company could reach senior status, making her feel threatened by other women and often blocking their progress. Similarly, stay-at-home moms and working moms can make each other feel guilty and insecure, leading to unnecessary criticism. For instance, the first female officer in the U.S. Navy submarine noted that while her male crewmates respected her, their wives resented her intensely. Pushing for gender equality must continue. It lets society use the skills and leadership of half the population. A Harvard study showed that equality increases satisfaction for everyone, not just the direct beneficiaries. Women's careers suffer due to low confidence. Women face many external obstacles at work, but they also struggle internally with self-doubt. Even highly skilled professionals, like the author, suffer from imposter syndrome, feeling their abilities and successes are fake and will be exposed. Women often experience imposter syndrome more intensely than men and tend to underestimate their abilities. Studies in fields like medicine, law, and politics show that women often rate their qualifications and performance lower than they are, while men usually overestimate theirs and display excessive confidence. Men often credit their successes to their own skills, while blaming outside factors for their failures. In contrast, women attribute their successes to external factors and blame their own abilities for their failures. These perceptions can make women feel less secure, which can hinder their careers. Confidence is crucial in advancing your career, whether it's confidently promoting yourself in a senior job interview or taking a seat at an executive meeting. Career confidence and seizing opportunities. Self-doubt may lead women to pass up great career opportunities because they feel unqualified. In today's fast-paced world, waiting for the perfect job isn't practical. Instead, take initiative, seize opportunities, and make them work for you. Lean into your career, don't hold back or step aside. You can't force yourself to feel confident, but sometimes pretending to be confident can make a real difference. Acting confidently can gradually turn into genuine confidence. It's important to recognize that women often don't feel as self-assured when it comes to pursuing opportunities. We need to support and encourage them more to overcome this barrier. A lack of confidence among women can hinder their career progress. Careers flex like jungle gyms, aim high but be flexible. Today, the traditional career ladder is outdated. Instead of moving straight up from entry level to top executive in one company or field, think of your career as a jungle gym. There are many ways to reach your goals, offering flexibility and exploration. This idea is especially reassuring for those, like the writer, who don't have a clear plan after college. In a jungle gym, you don't need a fixed destination, You can explore different paths to find the right direction. To succeed, it's important to plan for both short-term steps and long-term goals. A long-term vision doesn't need to be precise or even realistic, but it should shape your preferences for the kind of work that matters to you. For instance, the author strived for work that held meaning, influencing her career path. When weighing job options, emphasize one crucial aspect: potential for personal growth. Guide your career path. When the author debated joining Google in its early days, the CEO advised her to prioritize personal development. He likened it to being offered a seat on a rocket ship, where the focus should be on the journey's potential rather than the specific role. He was correct, and you should also seek out teams, projects, and companies with promising growth prospects. In addition to long-term goals, it's crucial to set short-term goals, for example, within 18 months, that cover both work and personal learning objectives. Ask yourself, where can I get better? Careers resemble jungle gyms more than ladders. Aim high but remain flexible in your approach. Women balance ambition with likability challenges. Today, gender stereotypes shape how we see others. Men are expected to be decisive and driven, while women are seen as sensitive and community-oriented. When a woman succeeds in her career, she challenges these stereotypes. Surprisingly, success is seen positively for men but negatively for women, who are often criticized for being too ambitious or not team players. This unfair judgment affects their likability, a key factor in career advancement. Trying to conform to gender roles can also hold women back, making them less ambitious and less likely to seize career opportunities. This creates a difficult situation where women can feel criticized no matter what they do, which is unfair and hinders their career growth. Ambition and likability in workplace. Women face hurdles when seeking promotions or higher pay. Self-promotion is vital but can be seen negatively by both genders. Researchers advise women to appear appropriately feminine, friendly, and team-oriented. Softening messages by speaking for a group can help, like saying, "Our department had a great year." Women often face the challenge of justifying their negotiation efforts, such as citing industry pay standards or mentioning encouragement from senior colleagues. As more influential women emerge, these tactics may become unnecessary. Promote genuine and fitting communication for effectiveness. Honest communication is crucial at work. It builds relationships, allows challenges to bad decisions, and helps address tough issues. Many people, especially women, fear being seen as negative or too critical, so they stay quiet when their input is needed. Leaders should actively encourage honesty by seeking feedback and acknowledging those who speak up. Effective communication balances honesty with consideration for others' feelings. Being gently honest, not harsh, is key. However, this balance can be challenging to maintain. When communicating, it's crucial to be direct and avoid ambiguity. For instance, instead of using complex phrases like "I have faith in your analysis, but I feel uncertain about the downsides of your proposal," it's more effective to simply state, "I disagree with this idea." Humor can also be a valuable tool in difficult conversations. Promote effective communication. One Google executive, for example, struggled to engage with a seemingly hostile colleague until he lightened the mood by asking, "Why do you hate me?" Additionally, understanding that perspectives vary is key to effective communication. Acknowledging their viewpoint by saying, "I understand you're upset because you feel," can promote better understanding and dialogue. Initiate statements with "I" rather than asserting absolute truths. For instance, say "I believe we should," instead of "you're mistaken." This method encourages discussion rather than disagreement. Encourage clear and direct communication by practicing authenticity and appropriateness. Build genuine mentor relationships through attraction, not pursuit. Many young professional women today are highly motivated to find mentors, and with good reason. Having senior executives guide and support you is crucial for career growth, regardless of gender. However, women often struggle more than men in establishing these relationships. This is partly because most top corporate leaders are men, and they may hesitate to mentor young women due to concerns about how their actions might be misunderstood. Many sources have advised women to seek mentors to advance their careers. However, research suggests the opposite strategy may be more effective: excel in your field first. Mentors typically choose protégés based on performance and potential, not just a direct request. While delivering exceptional work can catch a mentor's eye, there are other ways to attract their attention besides just performance alone. Occasionally reaching out to senior executives with well-prepared questions can develop lasting relationships. Brief chats or emails can be as valuable as formal mentorship. Remember, mentoring is a two-way street where both parties gain knowledge and pride. Respect your mentor's time and expertise. Don't just meet to catch up or complain. Your peers can also serve as mentors, understanding your challenges better than executives. Aim to attract mentors naturally through reciprocal relationships. Equal partnership at home signifies true equality. For women to successfully balance a satisfying career with raising a family, having a supportive partner who values equality at home is crucial. A study from 2007 found that many well-educated women who left their jobs pointed to their husbands as a significant reason. They often cited their husband's lack of involvement in childcare and household chores. How equal are homes today? Recent data shows that in American households where both parents work full-time, mothers still spend 40% more time on childcare and 30% more time on housework compared to fathers. Mothers sometimes discourage fathers from participating in childcare by criticizing their methods, like saying, "That's not how you put on a diaper. Let me show you." This leads to fathers becoming less involved, leaving most of the work to mothers. For true equality, mothers should treat fathers as capable partners and share responsibilities equally. In many workplaces across the US and Europe, maternity leave is longer than paternity leave, often discouraging fathers from taking on equal responsibilities at home. Men who prioritize family over careers may face more penalties in pay and promotions than women. Achieving equality at home is crucial for women's careers and promotes happier relationships and positive role modeling for children. Challenging unequal norms, despite short-term conflicts, supports a truly equal partnership at home. Maximize your job involvement before maternity leave. From a young age, girls learn they must eventually choose between a successful career and being a good mother. This idea not only confuses and discourages them but also causes a harmful effect. Women may harm their careers by making space for what seems like an impossible juggling act between work and family. Imagine a determined young lawyer offered an exciting new role at work, a real game changer for her career. Knowing she plans to start a family soon, she hesitates. Can she handle this new responsibility while also making time for her future children? After careful thought, she turns down the opportunity. When a woman focuses solely on the family before her baby arrives, her career might suffer. Rather than advancing, she could see her job stall. Decisions about work and childcare become less fulfilling. After maternity leave, work might seem so unappealing that she quits entirely. Trying to balance work and family, she might end up ending her career. Before becoming a mother, it's crucial to push forward in your career. Don't slow down at work until it's necessary. Devote your full attention to your job before taking maternity leave. Focus on what matters, not perfection. Prioritize essential tasks. The idea of having it all is a dangerous myth. Life involves trade-offs. You can't excel at everything, both at home and at work. Many people in demanding jobs give their all, only to quit suddenly due to burnout. This is counterproductive. Instead, set boundaries and aim to work on your own terms. Companies should focus more on results rather than on how much time employees spend in the office. Modern expectations put immense pressure on mothers to spend extensive time with their children. This new trend, known as intensive mothering, often leads working mothers to feel guilty. However, studies show that having others care for children while mothers work doesn't harm their development. For mothers, managing guilt well is as crucial as managing time. Instead of dwelling on what you can't do, focus on completing tasks and finding joy in them. To balance life and work, prioritize what matters most. For instance, attend your daughter's dance recital instead of worrying about perfect linen folds. Aim for sustainable solutions that satisfy both home and work needs. Remember, there's no perfect formula for balancing personal life and career success. Find what works best for you. Avoid striving for perfection. Concentrate on what's essential. Key points. 1. Gender inequality in leadership is driven by a gap in ambition, with women facing barriers despite outperforming men academically. 2. Women often face societal pressure to choose between career and family, leading to a significant drop in workforce participation. 3. Open conversations about gender inequality help raise awareness and inspire both men and women to work toward solutions. 4. Women struggle with low confidence and self-doubt, often underestimating their abilities, which hinders their career growth. 5. Seizing career opportunities and acting with confidence, even without feeling fully confident, can drive career advancement. 6. Women face a challenge balancing ambition with likability, as success is often viewed negatively, limiting career progression. 7. Achieving true equality at home is essential for women to balance their careers and family life effectively.